Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Shamanic Heartprints with Shaman Cher Alexander, who empowers seekers of purpose with the tools they need as they gear up for change. Now your host, Shaman Cher Alexander.
Welcome and hello. This is Cher, and I will be your host for the next hour here on the Shamanic Heartprints radio show, part of the Angel Heart for You radio channel. It is my honor to be with you today. Thank you for making the choice to be here with me. Today is the beginning of a beautiful day after some very wet and cold storms. It is remarkable how sunny and bright it is on a day like today, and yet for several days before it was so cold and wet. My thoughts seem like the weather, and they jump from let's get going, get it done, to who am I, and what am I, and where am I going? Do you find yourself reflecting on days like today? Do the questions become deeper? Maybe you feel like you just caught your breath. My clients have been asking themselves this question: who am I? I find myself seeking answers to who we are. Maybe today is a day to bring in many deep breaths, breaths filled with all we dream. Then on the out-breath, to release everything we no longer need. Maybe we release the labels that identify us. Today on the show, let's think about who we are. And begin with the question, who am I? If you want to ask a question or make a comment on today's show, you can call in now on Skype or directly on your phone to this number, 657-383-0608. Remember to push the 1 so I know you want to speak with me. Or, if you want, you can sign in to Blog Talk Radio as a listener and join the chat. On the chat, you can ask questions or make a comment, and I'll answer you. You can make an appointment if you'd like a reading with me at the Angel Heart for You store on Friday. The readings can be an in-person reading where you're there, or you can call me on the phone and I can do a phone reading with you. For an appointment at the Angel Heart for You store, call 707-745-2024 and ask for an appointment with Cher. And you can also connect with me on my webpage at CherAlexander.com. On the website, you can learn a lot more about me, and you can learn the many ways you can work with me. Join us all week here on Angel Heart for You Radio. You can listen to the voices of Tana, Cynthia, Miranda, and myself. You can listen to all the past shows too. Every show is recorded, so you can always listen anytime you want. Just click on the recorded show and enjoy. And remember, if you scroll down, you'll find a lot of shows. Before we begin the discussion on our topic, let us open with a prayer. We will pray now. I want you to breathe deeply through your nose and keep breathing. Breath is a powerful way to bring your mind into focus. Become present with your body and let your mind relax. I'm going to offer a prayer today, a prayer for self-love by Don Miguel. Today, I reach the Great Spirit, this is Walks with Clouds, and I offer a prayer for self-love. Today, Creator of the Universe, we ask that you help us to accept ourselves just the way we are, without judgment. Help us to accept our mind the way it is, with all our emotions, our hopes and dreams, our personality, our unique way of being. Help us to accept our body just the way it is, with all its beauty and perfection. Let the love we have for ourselves be so strong that we never again reject ourselves or sabotage our happiness, freedom, and love. From now on, let every action, every reaction, every thought, every emotion be based on love. Help us, Creator, to increase our self-love with the entire dream of our life is transformed from fear and drama to love and joy. Let the power of our self-love be strong enough to break all the lies we have programmed to believe, all the lies that tell us we are not good enough or strong enough or intelligent enough that we cannot make it. Let the power of our self-love be so strong that we no longer need to live our life according to other people's opinions. Let us trust ourselves completely to make the choice we must make. With our self-love, we are no longer afraid to face responsibility in our lives or face any problems and resolve them as they arise. Whatever we want to accomplish, let it be done with the power of our self-love. Hiya. That's a beautiful prayer. You know, the reason that I offer prayers, often written by other people, is because the power of prayer, a prayer written by anyone, a thought shared in a prayer, makes a difference. And I want you to see the difference in the way people pray, in the way things happen to us. We can share our own prayers, or we can share the prayers of others. It's all powerful, and it all matters. Any way you pray is the perfect way to pray. Now, we want to look at today. Who am I? What defines us? How we form the labels that are said about us. Are you a woman or a man? Do you wear the label of a parent or a child, a sister or a brother, a wife or a husband, a doctor or a nurse, a teacher or a student, a social worker or a policeman, an artist or a plumber, a scientist or an engineer, a coal miner or a factory worker? The labels can be many, and they will be varied. What labels, what words describe you? What labels do you identify with when you answer the question, who am I? Here is a quote from Sherry Lynn Keenan. All of us are accumulation of vital parts of our parents and our past. Vital parts of the circumstances we were raised, everything that happens to us, good and bad, leaves a lasting impression on our souls. You take one part of that out and you can rewrite something critical about us. By and large, we're not shaped by the big things. It's the little day-to-day moments that make us who we are, who we're going to be. Wow, that's quite a quote. It is the little day-to-day moments that make us who we are. Do you remember when you were 5 or 6 and someone would say to you when they first saw you, "And who are you?" I heard that a lot when I was little. Who are you? We might answer, "I am Sandy." Or I might answer, "I am Cher." Or you might say, "I am 6. Or you might say, "I am 5. Or you might say, "I am in first grade." Your answer would be what you identified with at that moment on that day. As a child, we had many answers for who we were, and each answer was important to us. Every word someone used to label us or describe us, we as an answer to the "who am I?" All the moments in our life added to our answer. We made a list. We made a list of who and what we were to other people. Our parents, our teachers, our friends, our employers, our strangers. Everyone gave us a label. If we were to remove one of the labels, we would become someone else. That's quite a thought. Can you feel how different you would be if one of your labels changed? If you were not a parent, or not a sibling, or not a woman, or not a man, or maybe not an employee, but a business owner of a multinational company. What if you were not any of the labels that have described you? What if who you are is something different? Think about that. What if who you are, the answer to the question, "Who am I?" is something very different. Sandra Golden in The Hidden World, Past, Present, and Future said, "The only things that are truly and uniquely ours is our thoughts, our dreams, our feelings, our creativity, and the way each of us sees our world." I want to say that again. The only things that are truly and uniquely ours is our thoughts, our dreams, our feelings, our creativity, and the way each of us sees our world. She kept going. There's an injustice to ourselves and the world to let anyone dictate any of those unique aspects about us, and to let them try and change who we are inside. Those who try or those who don't respect your difference should be avoided because they are toxic, not only to you, but to your society. I think that's important too. I think that's an important thought. It's an injustice to ourselves. And it's an injustice to the world around us to let anyone tell us who we are and disrespect the unique aspects of who we are or other people. What is truly you? What is uniquely you? What do you dream? What do you feel? What are you creating every day? Maybe a day like today is a day to explore and find out. On one of the previous shows, we discussed possibilities. Can you see and feel what is possible if you do not own any labels? What if you take all those labels you wear and you identify with, all those things people say about you and claim that you are, and put them with the description of those labels in a box or a file and put them under your bed? not gone, but just not available for easy access? What if you just store them away? How would you answer the question, who am I, if you had no labels to answer that question with? Here's a quote to get us started. Never limit yourself because of others' limited imagination. Never limit others because of your own limited imagination. Maya Jamison shared that with me. So what does your imagination say to you? What have you heard that others imagine you can achieve? When you hear your imagination, do you listen? When others tell you what they think you're capable of, do you acknowledge that you are? I have a friend who wants to write. Not sure well that will take her yet, but she is exploring with her imagination what she might experience by writing. She has created in her mind a new job or position as a copywriter. She's thought about writing a book or a play, or becoming a ghostwriter for someone else who wants to write a book. She thought about writing a blog and sharing her world on the internet. She's thought about working for a software company, writing how-to manuals that really will help people understand how to use and work with something in the software industry. She thought about helping write ad campaigns for small businesses and promote small business owners. Her imagination keeps finding new and different ways she could be employed as a writer. She's also listening to the thoughts and ideas of friends and family who can imagine additional ways she can use her skills as a writer. This all began as a simple thought by her that she loved to write. My friend is exploring who she is from her own unique thoughts, dreams, feelings, and creative ideas. How often do you stop and see what's around you? How often are you paying attention? From James B. Worthen, sound true for you? The more often we see the things around us, even the beautiful and wonderful things, the more they become invisible to us. That is why we often take for granted the beauty of the world, the flowers, the trees, the birds, the clouds, even those we love. Because we see things so often, we see them less and less. Can you apply this quote and the same thoughts to how you see yourself, who you are? Is that a person you have identified with so often with labels? You see you, the real you, less and less. Can you still hear the call within you? Can you see the beautiful and wonderful expression of you that wears no labels? Can you imagine the possibilities of who you can be? What is your desire? What is your imagination saying to you about you? I'm going to share a little bit with you about another friend. I have another friend. She knew she wanted to paint, to be an artist with paints. She was working in a very high-stress business. There was no time, and she couldn't relax. She couldn't relax enough to allow herself to be the artist painter she wanted to be. She decided she wanted to paint, and she enrolled and took a class, a painting class for months. And during that time, she realized she really wanted to paint full time. Just taking that class wasn't enough. Her goal was to be the artist she was inside and desired to be from the time she was a young teenager at 13. So she quit her job so she could begin creating a business where she could paint and teach other people to paint. That was her goal. Her business keeps growing. She offers workshops now, teaching people that anyone can paint. People are purchasing her paintings, and she is the artist she has imagined herself to be since she was 13 years old. She is living her goal to be an artist and teach others to paint. She is allowing herself to hear her imagination and her inner thoughts, and she's walking the walk and living that life. She reminds me of this quote from Zig Ziglar. What you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you accomplish. Let me start that again. What you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals. I want you to think of it this way too. What you get by imagining your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your imagined goals. How wonderful that we can be whatever we imagine we can be. And by setting a goal of what that imagined self looks like, we can live every day as if that is true, like my friends, like my friend who wants to be a writer, like my friend who has become the painter, the artist she always wanted to be. Remember, if you can imagine what you want, that it is who you can become, then you have no limits. There are endless possibilities. Remember my friend that wants to be a writer? Remember how many different ways she imagined she could write? Take the dreams that inspire you, what comes from inside you that gives you passion. It also gives you strength, a strength of purpose. It opens doors to allow what you feel to become real. There really are endless possibilities of how you can use what you feel inside in your everyday life to create a business, to help others, to support yourself, to support your family, to empower your friends and your community. Here's a thought from Michelle Obama. Do not bring people in your life who weigh you down. And trust your instincts. Good relationships feel good. They feel right. They don't hurt. They're not painful. They're not just with somebody you want to marry, but it's with friends that you choose. It's with the people you surround yourself with. I want to say that again. I think it's important. Do not bring people in your life who weigh you down. Now think about that, what she's talking about. Don't initiate relationships with people who don't inspire you. Instead, they weigh you down. Don't do that. Trust yourself. Trust your instincts. Good relationships feel good. They feel right. They don't hurt. They're not painful. That's important to remember too. And here's some more. That's not just with somebody you want to marry, but it's with friends that you choose. So it's about all your relationships. That's with the people you surround yourself with. So you surround yourself with people who believe in all you imagine, who explore their own thoughts and ideas beyond the labels? Are you in a relationship with someone you really care about that empowers you to achieve what you want? Do your friends support the things that matter to you? That's who you want to surround yourself with. You want to surround yourself with people who allow you to open up, to share who you are, and support who you are. It's important. Here's another idea we can explore. Don't compromise yourself. You are all you've got. There is no yesterday, no tomorrow, and it's all the same today. Janis Joplin said that. Janis Joplin is amazing. Janis Joplin sang us as we started walking in San Francisco this weekend at the Women's March. She's amazing, and so is this quote. Don't compromise yourself. You are all you've got. There is no yesterday, no tomorrow. It's all the same day. So don't compromise yourself. All you have is right now, in this moment, at this time. Be honest who you are. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with the people around you. And be honest with anyone you're in a relationship with. Whether that be somebody you want to be your partner, whether that be somebody who is your friend, whether that is your employer or your workmate. If you change to please someone else, yet you feel compromised and not valued, you defeat yourself. You can be yourself and be honest without hurting other people. You can give your feelings and ideas as much value as you give the feelings and ideas of others. Just try when you find yourself wanting to say, no, that is not who I am. Try to honor what you feel in that moment. Stop. Take a breath and share what you feel and believe. This is important. This is important for you. Because remember what Janis Joplin said, you're all you've got. Don't compromise yourself. Be honest with yourself. Be honest about who you are and share that. For this is the moment you live. You can change relationships and create a healthier space to share when you are honest with yourself. You can make that relationship with your friends a healthier place to be when they know who you are and you share who you are and you open yourself to that. You can make the space you work in and your relationships with those you work with healthier if you're honest who you are and who they are. And you talk honestly and openly about what you need and what you can do. So when you find yourself wanting to say, no, that is not who I am, in that moment, take that breath. Focus on what it is you're really feeling and thinking. You can express that without condemning the other person or without saying they're wrong or without saying there's something bad about what's happening here or something not right about what's happening here. You can just share how you feel and share your ideas. And if you don't want to do it in that moment, you can take that breath and let them know that you need to think about this and you'll come back with some new thoughts. But don't compromise yourself. Don't give away who you are in that moment. Because in that moment, if you give away who you are, the only person that is hurt is you. You betray yourself. Here are some wise words from Maya Angelou. I've learned that you shouldn't go through life with the catcher's mitt on both hands. You need to be able to throw something back. I'm going to say that again. I've learned that you shouldn't go through life with the catcher's mitt on both hands. You need to be able to throw something back. Here's another one of her thoughts. There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you. When we share who we are, when we reveal our passions and desires, when we honor ourselves and share ourselves with words and live as who we are, everything changes. We free ourselves from that untold story. We free ourselves from the agony of not honoring ourselves. Who we are, the never throwing something back. We relieve ourselves so we can throw something back. When we live as who we are, we give so much more of ourselves to other people. They get to see who we really are, and it lights up their life. We truly give with passion and love. Love of ourselves and others when we live from who we are. We show others our unique spark. That fit is uniquely us. Think of it as the God spark, the universal spark of who we are. Our wonderful light being. We become the light being we truly are. And others can feel that energy. And we light up our world, and we light up their world. Remember, how you respond to your life is not the decision of someone else. Who you are and how you live is your choice. You can redefine that choice every day by living from your heart and loving yourself. Remember my friend, the writer? She's still thinking of more ways she can write, and she's working on finding jobs where she can do just exactly that. She can write. My friend, who's the painter, she's expanding back into the corporate world where she's teaching people in the corporate world through workshops with painting, how to open to their creative spirit and how to bring their teams together, how to identify the positiveness in everybody. So she's taking what she's learned as an artist and what she knows from when she worked in the corporate realm, and she's combining them, and she's creating a change through her creative artist talents and her creative abilities. So she's responding to her life very differently, but she didn't give up who she was, and she didn't give up what she knows and the skills that she had and that she learned in the corporate world. She's still using them, but she's embracing who she is as a creative artist. And my other friend, the writer, she writes beautiful words. She's posting them now on Facebook. She writes, they're not really poems, but they're wonderful, wonderful. Creative, inspirational ideas and thoughts. And people really love them. They're redefining their choice every day by living through their dream, by loving themselves and what they love to do and what they enjoy. They're creating that passion in their life, and they're sharing with people, and people can feel it. and people can sense it and people enjoy it. So the question, who are you? Who am I? You are not labels. Labels are not you. Words that connect you can be identified as a label. If you're a son or a daughter, that connects you to a mother or father. If you're a wife or a husband, that connects you to each other. Labels can offer understanding about some aspects of your life, some parts of your life you have lived or you are living now. But labels are not who you are. You define who you are by how you live every day in every relationship. It's our relationships where we get to express ourselves. Yes, we can express ourselves all by ourselves. My friend, the writer, she does write when she's alone by herself, usually, or when she's working on someone and no one's helping her do that. It's her creative imagination that sparks what she writes. But it doesn't come alive. She doesn't feel her passion until she shares it. Until she shares it with other people in relationships, with her friends, with her family, with her employer, with strangers. And my friend, who is the artist, yes, she creates her paintings often alone by herself. She creates some of her paintings when she's teaching her classes, but she creates the paintings that are her greatest artistic expression alone. But they don't have real meaning until she shares them, until she steps out into the world and exposes that creativeness to other people, until she has the courage to share it. So it's in our relationships that we define who we are, the relationships that we live every single day. Our life is our response to what happens in our life. Our life is how we take who we are and share it with others, how we respond to others around us, how we respond to what's happening around us with that spark, that passion of us. We can make the choice to keep catching and catching, like Maya Angelou said, or we can throw something back. My artist friend is throwing something back by showing her paintings and selling her paintings. She's throwing something back into the corporate world by taking workshops into the corporate world to help people bring teams together that matter and build that creative spirit and honor the differences in each other so they can be a team. I offer this thought. I've shared it with you before. It's from Marianne Williamson, A Return to Love. It's part of the Reflections principle in A Course of Miracles. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make magnificent the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. That's really a very, very powerful statement. You may have heard it before, quoted by other people. You may not even have known who really wrote the statement, because so many people have requoted her. They've shared this because it's such an amazing statement. And I want you to think about this. Are you really afraid that if you honor yourself in more passion of what is really deeply inside you, of what is truly you, that no one will accept it? Are you afraid of the power that is beyond measure that you might bring to your life? Is it that light of who you are that really frightens you more than the darkness you imagine? Can you not see how brilliant and gorgeous and talented and fabulous you are? Do you not believe that you can be all of those words? You know, playing small in the world, it can seem a lot more comfortable. It can seem a lot safer. But when you reach into yourself and you become who you really are, you bring that sparkle to everybody else's life. You know, I've talked about one of my clients before and how she started to empower herself by realizing that the choices she needed to make for her life, not for other people's lives, but for her life, to feel strong and capable and powerful as the woman she is. I've talked about her and her relationship that she was working on when we were working together has changed a lot. And she's much more comfortable with that relationship. Like all relationships, it isn't perfect. But she's much happier. She's also expressing who she is in a way that's very different than she ever has. And she's changing that relationship. The other person is responding in a different way. And they seem happier too. That's what happens when we show up. When we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. We not only give them permission, we open up the possibility for changes for them to see new possibilities, new choices for them. My friend who's the artist, who's not only teaching workshops to help everybody understand that they can paint and enjoy painting, but she's working with in the corporate world to help them understand how different creativity is with individual people on their team and how important it is to bring all that creativity together when they make a choice. And they're empowering each other. They're creating more empowered teams. So everything works better. The workshop is opening new possibilities for working teams in the corporate environment. And my friend, the writer, She's sharing thoughts that are opening people's hearts and getting them to talk about things. She's opening discussions that weren't there before because she's having the courage to allow people to see what's truly her. She's speaking from her heart. She's a very wise woman. She has no idea how wise and powerful she is. I'm really excited to watch what unfolds for her in the future. I think one day we may see that book because her words are just amazing. So when we are liberated from our fear, like Miriam says, presence automatically liberates others. I want you to think about that. If you walk into the space that's truly yours, if you open who you really are to your mate, to your partner, to your husband, to your friends, to your coworkers, that you will also liberate them to do the same, to open up who they are and share who they are. I walked in the Women's March this weekend in San Francisco. Started later in the day than a lot of the marches around our country did. We didn't actually start marching till it was almost dark. And we marched in the dark, in the rain and the cold. But it was an amazing experience. There were people came to the march, who came with their families. There was three generations. There were mothers of other mothers who brought their children. So there were grandmothers and mothers and granddaughters. And there were sisters. And there were brothers and husbands. There were women and men. There were women of every color. There were men of every color. There were men and women of every sexual orientation and choice. Signs reflected all and ideas that we bring to bringing us together as one. All the things that really matter to honor who people are individually, as groups. And it was fun, and it was exciting, and it was cold, and it was rainy, and we were soaked when we were done. But I would do it again. I would do it again next week. I would do it again next month, and I would keep doing it because it built a synergy, an energy, because each one of us showed up with who we were. I know there was an organization that began the idea of the Women's March, but I will tell you, for me and people who are close to me, we walked with the ideas in our heart. We walked with what we wanted and what we felt was important. I walked with my daughter and my daughter-in-law and two of their best friends. The five of us walked together with many other people. There was a young girl. She was probably about three. She was walking in front of us with, I assume it was her parents. And about halfway through the march, she just stood there and said, "I'm going to fall down." And her parents picked her up. They held her in their arms, and then they put her on their shoulders and carried her the rest of the march. But she was bright and happy and glad to be marching, even when she was on her mom's shoulder and she was so tired she couldn't walk anymore. There were people who were older than I am. There were people who were probably great-grandmothers. and there were young children who were walking, who were all marching together. It was an amazing experience. And why am I talking about this? Because that was the energy. That was the spark. That was the God spark. That was the light being of everybody who marched on this planet. They all came together in peace for what they believed in. And they opened their heart to the rest of the world. There were people who talked about why they were walking, why they were going to march. There were people who asked if they could take pictures of the signs that we made, and we saw people taking pictures of as many signs as they could. Every single sign had a different thought. All those signs were sharing a deep idea. Nobody was playing small that day. Nobody played small. Everyone rose up and played big. And that's what I'm trying to tell you today. You are who you want to be. You are all you can imagine. Don't be afraid. Don't play it small. Play it big. And connect with other people who want to play it big. Encourage your friends, if they're playing it small, to play it big. Imagine what you can do. Help your friends imagine what they can do. Help them make what they imagine real. Ask for support from them to help you make what you imagine real for you. Let's all play big. There's no downside to playing big. There's no reason to shrink. All meant to shine. And as Saturday, January the 21st of 2017 showed the world, everyone, everywhere can share their thoughts and ideas in a very big way. And it harms no one. There wasn't one show of violence on that day in any of those marches anywhere in the world. Everyone came together with a big idea and a big dream and all the imagination they could muster and the courage to share it. Millions of people did that. I want you to do that. I want you to step out with your biggest dream, with your biggest idea, and I want you to imagine it this week. I'd love to hear about it. You can share it with me next week. You can send me an email and tell me about it. Whatever you share with me about this, if you talk about your ideas and your dreams, I'll share it on the show. But whatever you do this week, don't play it small. Go out there and enjoy yourself. Have a great week and imagine the life you want. Remember, you're going to make an appointment for a reading with me at Angel Heart for You on Fridays. I do my readings on Fridays, and it can be an in-person reading, or if you don't live close, you can call in and make an appointment, and I can do a reading with you over the phone. For an appointment at the Angel Heart for You store, call 707-745-2024 and ask for an appointment with Cher. And remember, you can learn more about me and what I offer on my website at CherAlexander.com. You can also listen to past radio shows from my website. You can make that connection with me today. You can make this the moment that you take action to respond to your life as who you are, who you really are, and not how you are labeled. this next week. Maybe you put those labels in that box, the file, and put them underneath your bed. And imagine the possibilities of who you are and what you can do. And I hope you begin to play it really, really big. That you have a huge, enormous, and you go out there and live it and enjoy yourself. And remember, I'll be here next week on the Shamanic Heartprint Show on the Angel Heart for You radio channel at 12 noon on Wednesday. Thank you for joining me. It was my honor to be with you today. And I really appreciate you stopping by. I look forward to you next week. And I'll look forward to that email telling me what you imagined. We can all do this together. We can all live big. We can all live our dreams and share them with each other. We can make this world a better place. Thank you. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to another empowering show. Tune in every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Monday and Friday to hear our live shows. Learn more about our live shows at www.angelheartforyouradio.com and keep tuning in to the Angel Heart for You radio channel.